This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Southwest Airlines said this morning its profit fell last quarter, and United Airlines is reporting a loss of about $500 million. The airlines are blaming weaker passenger demand, and that demand may get even worse given the delays that are going on right now. Federal spending cuts have caused the government to furlough some air traffic controllers, which is making a lot of travelers angry. Shannon Mullen reports.
So far, the delays are not that bad. It's what's coming in the next few months that airlines are worried about.
Especially as we go into the summer peak season. Yeah, this could most definitely have a negative impact on their bottom line.
Darren Lee is an airline industry consultant at Compass Lexicon. He says these days airlines are flying fewer planes, so more flights are full.
If they're forced to reduce the number of flights, you know, out of, for example, a DCA or an O'Hare or LaGuardia or something like that because of controller cuts, then that does represent truly lost revenue for those airlines.
The airlines say they're trying to minimize frustration for passengers, but Gene Medina with the industry trade group Airlines for America says the delays are unpredictable and unaffordable.
This is an industry that last year, in a profitable year, our profit amounted to 21 cents a passenger. So you can see that that's very narrow margins.
Airlines are asking employees and passengers to be patient with the delays and take their complaints to Congress. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.